The other day at TOS Towers, the arch middle manager slash cosmic space bird Kez decided it wasn't enough for us to just put out a new episode of Audio Fiction every Monday morning. He hopped over to our desk and slammed his cleaver down, slicing it in twain, notebooks, pen pots and all. He gazed upon us and squawked a single word: audiobooks. And so we are now doing audiobooks. We're super happy to bring the first The Other Stories audiobook to the world, Territory. In a remote Finnish hunting community, darkness and the cold hold the villagers close. As a pack of wolves threaten the villagers' future, grief-stricken hunter Yari must unite the population to reclaim their territory. Written by TOS regular writer Dan Howarth, narrated by Justin Fife himself, produced by Luke Condor and Carl Hughes. You can get the full audiobook from all good audiobook retailers. We're talking your Audibles, your Spotify's, your Black Markets. For more info, head over to theotherstories.net/territory.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
When I say Parasite, I'm either going to be talking about a South Korean movie that came out and swept up at the Oscars, or I'm talking about little bitty creatures, worms that live in our guts, or, you know, unseen cosmic goop that swims in our brain matter, or that fungus that grows in ants, cordyceps. You've seen that? Little fungus that grows in ants and turns them into zombies, makes them climb little grass sprouts and explode. It's gross, but it's pretty interesting though, so go check out Cordyceps. But Parasites is what this month's theme is all about. South Korean movies about class division. No, the other thing. The creepy one, the crawly one. Metaphorically and figuratively, Parasites. We've got loads of good stories for you this month, and I'm excited to get them out to you. But I also want to tell you about our movie club. Hey, we've started something of a Hawk and Cleaver movie club. Every month we're voting in a movie that will be readily accessible, and then we're all going to watch it. I'm not sure if that means we're going to watch it all at the same time, or if we'll watch it independently and then talk about it afterwards. I'm not entirely sure yet, but if you're a movie fan or you have eyes and ears, then this sounds right up your street. So it's all been handled on the Facebook group, so go join facebook.com/groups/Hawk and Cleaver and join in the fun. It's looking like our first movie will be Snowpiercer, which I really love this movie. It was actually directed by the same South Korean director who made Parasite, interestingly. Sounds like fate to me. So come join the Facebook group, come and join the movie club. We also did a book club there, the Hawk and Readers Club, and this month's book is Michael McDowell's The Elementals, which I'm a few pages into and I'm enjoying so far. Michael McDowell, if you didn't know, is the guy who wrote the screenplays for Beetlejuice, and he wrote the story for that, and he wrote the other Tim Burton one, Nightmare Before Christmas. So interested, yeah. But come join the Facebook group, join the movie club, join the book club. We also do little writing competitions and stuff on there, so if you want to write some flash fiction, I'm sure there'll be something coming up there soon. Guess what? I also put out a new podcast. Just a little bit of a side project. This one, if you enjoy the other stories, but you particularly enjoy the WTF episodes, the kind of the weirder ones that make you go a little bit, what the F was that all about? Then you might be interested to listen to this new podcast called Tales of What. Tales of What is a bizarro fiction podcast that I've put out. So it's fiction from the weird side. It's like The Twilight Zone meets Adult Swim, The Outer Limits directed by David Lynch, Franz Kafka doing Creepshow. There's a couple of episodes on the feed at the minute, so just go search for Tales of What and it should show up. I've not got many listeners yet, but that's okay, because it's not for everyone, I'll be honest. It's funny and weird, and it's got lots of horror moments, but the main element is the weirdness. So if that sounds like your kind of thing, if weirdness is your bag, then go check out Tales of What. I would very much appreciate it. We've also got the Kickstarter campaign running at the minute for our post-apocalyptic luchador action comic book El Marvo. If you're a comic book reader, then you might be interested to go and check that out on Kickstarter. I will say the campaign isn't looking too healthy at the minute, I have to be completely honest. It's looking like it may not fund. So if you really want to see it, then head over to Kickstarter and pledge. You can pledge from little as a quid, and you'll get issue one or two. And if you do £3, you get digital copies of both issues one and two. And then you can order physical copies, of course, if you want to. But any help on that would be great and very much appreciated. Like I said, if comic books aren't your thing, that's fine as well. But we could do with all the support we can get for that. Just a couple more things I just want to quickly talk about. I'm not going to keep you too much today. We have a new editor, Duncan Muggleton. So a big warm welcome to our new podcast editor, Duncan. I've known Duncan for a while, and as soon as I saw him, as soon as we shook hands, I could see the podcast editing fire in his eyes. Some people are born with it. They were made to edit podcasts, and Duncan is one of those guys. So I hope you enjoyed his episode so far. He's had a couple out, and he'll be doing more and more as we go on. So a big warm welcome to him. I'm also working on a Q&A episode, so expect that to land soon. But other than that, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Keep enjoying life. Try not to let stuff get you down. Don't worry about coronavirus and all that jazz. Just stay inside, watch movies, read great books, listen to awesome podcasts, and play great games as well. We don't talk about games much, but yeah, play some great games. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.